Good morning. Welcome to worship here at St. Mark's. I'm so glad you could join us this day as we continue our VBS celebration. It's been a wonderful week. I'm glad I survived. But no, it's fantastic having, I think, 300 kids here. It's just wonderful the way that God works. And so we are grateful for that. So we're going to be reflecting a little bit today on some of the themes and what was discussed at VBS today and the story of Jesus calming the storm. We begin, as we always do, remembering whose we are, having been claimed in the waters of holy baptism. We begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
All right, my friends, let's stand as we confess our sins. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, so much for this beautiful day that you have given us, Lord. We thank you that you have made another day where we can live out the freedom we have in you, Lord, the deliverance and the forgiveness of sins and the new life that you have provided for us. Lord, I pray that you would be with us as we worship you today. Send your Spirit to work in our hearts and our minds so that we can know you, Lord, better, to worship you as the God that you are. Thank you, Lord, for all of this. In your name we pray. Amen. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. I, a poor sinner, plead guilty before you of all sins. I have lived as if you did not matter, and as if I mattered most. Your name I have not honored as I should. My worship and prayers have faltered. I have not let your love have its way with me, and so my love for others has failed. There are those whom I have hurt, and those whom I have failed to help. My thoughts and desires have been soiled with sin. I am sorry for all of this and ask for grace. I want to do better. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sin. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. Now, this is the time in the service when we usually get to return praise and thanksgiving to God by singing. But even better than that is that now is the time when we are going to invite the children to come forward, and they are going to lead us in singing. And so, kids, if you guys would come forward at this time.
Good morning. My name is Steve Mangrum, the elder on duty today. First reading today is Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, there is a river whose stream makes glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. The nations are in an uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us, and the God of Jacob is our fortress." This is the word of the Lord.
All right, folks, the sermon text for today is Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. Just to give you a little head start into this, Jesus had been ministering to the people all day. He'd been teaching and teaching and teaching and teaching. And as we know from VBS, when you spend an entire day teaching, you're tired. Yeah. And so Jesus and his disciples needed a little separation from the people, and so they decided to get in the boat and to get on the other side of the Sea of Galilee. So that day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drowned?" he got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." And the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were so terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." This is God's word for us today. And now it is time for the children, though.
Good morning, my friends. All right, raise your hand if you are a good listener. Excellent, I'm liking all the hands I'm seeing. Okay, so I want you to listen to me. I'm going to do an action, and when I look at you, then I want you to do that same action. But when I go like this, I want everyone to stop doing the action, okay? So I'm going to look over this way. Can you guys go with your hands like this? Wait till I look at you. All right, and then. Good, okay, now I'll try a different action, okay? All right, good looking. Okay, I want to try this one more time, but I want everyone to do this, all right? So let's see, can you do this? Can you do this with me? Everybody, adults too, fantastic. Wait till I look at you. Wait till, don't do it early. Everybody ready? All right, so there was a time where Jesus, like Pastor Bob was saying, was teaching. Man, he was wiped out. He was so tired. So he tells the disciples, "Let's get in a boat. Let's go to the other side." All right? And as they're going, it ends up where Jesus falls asleep. But guess what happens? A storm starts to come. Are you guys watching? So a storm is starting to pick up. Disciples, well, you know, most of them were fishermen. They've seen storms on the water before. They're not too worried. But that starts to pick up even more. It starts to get a little bit heavier. Disciples, though, they're not too stressed out. You know, again, no, keep going. I didn't tell you stop. There's none of this. Just keep going. All right? But then it starts picking up more. Wait till I look at you. And now it's starting to get really crazy, and the wind and the waves are going, and then it's going really crazy. Do the action, come on, everybody, stand up, go like this, and the winds and the waves are going so loud, oh my goodness, and the disciples are going, oh my goodness, what is going on? And Jesus, he's just sleeping through all this. He is sound asleep. Keep stopping, and the wind and the waves are going, oh my goodness, stop, I know it's tiring, keep going, I'll be done soon, stop. All right, and they wake up. Jesus is like, "Jesus, don't you care that we're going to die? Oh, my goodness." And Jesus gets up, and he says, "Peace, be still." And the wind and the waves stopped. And everything was calm. Go ahead and sit down. And Jesus looked at the disciples. He said, "Why were you afraid? Oh, you of little faith." And disciples were like, "Wow, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." You see, Jesus is so powerful. This week you got to hear about all the things that God is. God is our creator. God knows everything. God is our safe place. God is love, and God is forever. And yes, we say, "Wow, God," when we hear those things. Thank you. But in this story, we also hear how God is almighty. And guess what? He is almighty for you. As we talked about on Thursday, Jesus died for you to take the punishment that you deserve, because sometimes we sin and we don't do the things we're supposed to. But then Jesus rose again. And we give thanks to God for that. And in the same way, we believe that we will rise again with him in the age to come. So please pray with me. Dear God, thank you so much for loving me, for being with me, for protecting me, and for dying for me, that I might be with you someday. Amen. All right, all my VBS friends, all of you can follow, once it's there, the cross. You are the cross. Okay. The cross is coming. You may go on to Little Worship. Everybody, I know it says 4 to 4th grade, but even our 5th graders, those who are a part of VBS, can go. We have a special VBS-themed gift for you that you will get, so go on that way. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Whew, what a week. I am so grateful for Vacation Bible School. With all the chaotic things going on in our world, going on in our country, going on in our lives, I'm so grateful that we have a place for kids to come and learn about a God who loves them. Like I said earlier, the first day we talked about how God is our creator. And we read the story from the very beginning of the Bible. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was formless and void. The darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And by his word, he had the power and authority to light be created. And on day two, he said, we got to address this water. So he separated the water and put water above and put a firmament and put expanse and put waters below. And then day three, he said, okay, we got to further address this water. And like it says in Job, he said, this far you shall go and no further. And dry land appeared. And on top of this dry land, vegetation, fruits and trees and all kinds of wonderful plants grew. And on day four, God said, let there be stars in the sky. He started decorating. It was awesome. And the moon and the sun. On day five, he decorated with birds and fish. And on day six, he made all the land animals and he made man in his image. And he said, this is very good. So we learn about God, our creator, on day one. And on the second day, we read from Psalm 139, which says how God knit us together in our mother's womb. It says, you know, before a word is even on my mouth, you know it. This was all about how God knows everything. In other words, God knows everything you are going through. He knows everything that you are struggling with. He knows you, and he loves you. In other words, he doesn't use that knowledge against you or to hurt you, but rather he uses that knowledge to help and support and to show you care and love. On day three, we learned about how God is our safe place. And I read from the Bible the story about how there was a guy named David. You might have heard of him before. He was this shepherd boy who defeated this behemoth, Goliath, because he trusted in God to protect him. And at first, the king, Saul, really liked David. But then Saul got jealous of David because the people seemed to really like and favor him more than King Saul. And so Saul decided, you know what, I got to hunt down this David and kill him. And so David went into hiding, and he went out into the mountains and the caves and the wilderness, the places where it's hard to find food, and yet God kept him safe even through all that. On day four, we talk about how God is love. And it was all about, again, recognizing how we are sinful. We need a Savior. We need someone to both free us from our slavery to sin and also free us from the punishment that we deserve because of our sin. Because we failed to do what God tells us to do. And so Jesus, who is the Son of God, took on flesh, became a human, came to earth, grew up, lived the perfect life, and he died and took our punishment that we deserve upon himself. But he didn't stay dead. No, God raised him from the dead to newness of life. And we too received that promise of new life. Because that was what all day five was about. God is forever. And talked about how in the end of Revelation, it talks about how God will wipe every tear from their eye. There'll be no more pain, no more death, no more sorrow, no more suffering, for the former things will have passed away. And we look on to the promise of what God says, this is what I have in store for my creation. This is what I have in store for my people. And these are the wonderful stories, the truth of God that the children got to hear this week. And as I was reflecting upon those things as a whole, and what I wanted to share with you today, in addition to that, I came to Psalm 46, one of my favorite psalms. It says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam and the mountains tremble at its swelling. You get there in the first three verses, both the strong stance that the God of the universe is our refuge and strength, even though in the event that decreation happens. Because again, at the beginning, God said to the waters, this far you shall go. God said, let dry land appear, and the waters shall be kept at bay. And it's describing a decreation, the waters coming over the earth and becoming unlivable. Yet even that happened, God is still our refuge and strength, the psalmist says. And then he goes on to another allusion. It says, there's a river whose streams may glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. And you have echoes, actually, of Genesis 2 there, where God talks about how he planted a garden, and there was a river that flowed out. And from then, this river and this garden, there was life and abundance for those that he placed there. Because God gives the right amount of water. So there's a river whose streams may glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. And it says, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. Can you picture it? There are many times where different nations tried to overtake the city of Jerusalem. They'd surround it. And like waters looking to overtake the city, they came. And yet the psalmist says, even in the midst of that, I do not have fear. Because God is in the midst of this city. God is here with his people. Though out there it all looks bleak and scary, God is here. So it says, God utters his voice and the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Again, the whole disposition of the psalmist here is one that despite everything that seems to be going around, the chaos, the decreation, everything that seems to be against the order and the goodness that God is trying to do, despite all of that, the psalmist says, I will trust in the Lord who is my refuge and my strength. No matter what else is happening out there, God is in here with me. What shall I fear? And I like this psalm considering it against our other reading for today. Because you have it where there was a day where Jesus, he was pretty tired. He said, you know what? This is what we're going to do next, disciples. We're going to get in these boats. We're going to go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And the other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so the boat was already filling with water. Can you picture this? Now, I've been on a boat. I've sailed some. I thankfully have never been at one where the waves are pouring into the boats, and I'm very much fearful for my life. But I can only imagine the intrigue. Here you have disciples who've given up everything to follow this Jesus. And he's performed these wonderful miracles. He's done these wonderful signs. He seems to be from God. And you've taken in all of this experience with him. And yet here you are suddenly finding yourselves about to die. The wind is great. The waves are great. Everything is so great around you. And all of your senses say, ah! Jesus was asleep on a cushion in the stern. So they woke him up and said, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? I don't actually read it that way. I read it. Oh my gosh, teacher, don't you realize we're perishing? What are you doing sleeping? That's about how I read it. But anyway. And Jesus, I also read it like this. Jesus awoke. Oh yeah, well, I should probably do something about this. Okay. And he rebukes the wind. And he says, peace be still. And it says, the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. And Jesus says to his disciples who are there, why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, who is this then that even the wind and the sea obey him? And I like to juxtapose these two stories together, the psalm and this story of Jesus' disciples, because again, Jesus' disciples have experienced something that I would love to see. God taking on flesh and walking among people and performing miracles and teaching them directly from his mouth the very word of God. And yet, even though that, the disciples who are there are looking at all the evidence around them and saying, we are going to die. They don't have the disposition of the psalmist that says, even though the waters roar and foam, even though the armies be around us, even though everything around us is scary, God is our refuge and strength. No, they say, well, I guess this is it. I don't know, Jesus, you want to do something? And I appreciate the story because despite what I have seen in my life, of the times where I can identify and say, ah, yes, God showed up here and God showed up here and God guided me here and that's where God led me and that's how God navigated me around that bad decision. Or that's where even though I experienced the consequence of this bad decision, God still carried me through. Despite all of that, I still have fear. There's times where God, I think, could rightly say, do you still have such little faith? Because I look at the wars and rumors of wars around me, and I look at the state of unrest in a country that I wish was entirely at peace within itself, much regardless of other nations. I look at a struggle between a peoples. I look at the struggles of my own life, of struggling with health times, or struggling with finances, or struggling with frustrations that I can't control. And in all of this, I find myself saying, God, are you going to do something? Do you see what's happening here? And at the heart of it really is a struggle with God's ways not being my ways and God's thoughts not being my thoughts. And really at the crux of it, God's timing not being my timing. In truth, if it were up to me, I would very much gladly have no struggles whatsoever. Man, that'd be great. Just, you know, you go about doing your work and everything just comes so amazingly. Like, the right ideas pop into your head right away. You know exactly what to do. Man, you do your work great. It's awesome. Nothing comes as a hiccup along the way. Nothing hinders what you're trying to do. And everything I want to do for my family, I have the resources to do it, both time and money, to do what needs to be done to support my family. That'd be awesome. You know, and everyone in my community just gets along and totally has great conversations and work throughs any issues. Man, that'd be awesome. But we live in a world that is tainted and broken by sin. And because of this sin, we live in a world where it's hard to see the picture that God has of how things are. Because we see the waters roaring and foaming around us, and we wonder, is this going to overtake us, and will we ever get out? And to that I say, be still and know that God is God. Because the temptation will always be there to live in fear, to be crippled by fear, and to question, can I trust this Creator? Is he really my safe place? If he knows everything, is he doing so to my benefit? Is God really love? The temptation will always be there to question these things and to fear. Not so different from the temptation in the garden where the devil says to Eve, "Did God really say that? Oh, you will surely not die. God knows totally that he's holding out on you." But those were lies. And it's lies that you hear that tells you you can't trust your God. Because the truth is that God is your refuge and strength, your very present help in times of trouble, and you do not have to fear. Though the earth gives way, though everything seems to crumble around you, your God has you. Your God loves you. But it requires trust. It requires patience. It requires recognizing that God's timing is not the same as your timing. And that's hard. So I invite you this day, no matter what is going on in the chaos around you in your life, be it personal, be it further extending, be still. Be still. Be still in the presence of God. Trust in him. Trust in his wisdom, his knowledge, his timing, because he does so for you. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. God is your refuge and strength. Amen.
Oh God, there is no one more wonderful.
My friends, next we are going to be confessing our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. And parents, this is the faith that we're passing on to our children. This is the knowledge of God and what God has revealed to us that we get to pass on to the next generation. And we at St. Mark's, you can see how much we love the children, but we can't be parents. You know, you're the only parents your children have. And so we would also like to be able to come alongside you and help you and support you as you raise your children in the faith. But let us together confess our faith. Please stand as we confess. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let's stand as we come before our Father in heaven in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you so much, Lord, for this past week, Lord. All of the wonderful things that have happened, Lord, the great conversations, the great lessons, Lord, and how you have revealed yourself to your children. Lord, I pray that you would continue to be with each and every one of these young people who attended our VBS this week, Lord, that they would continue to grow in their faith. Lord, we thank you for the families that you have placed these children in, Lord, for the parents who love them and wish to pass the faith on to them as well. Lord, I pray that you would continue to be with them and bless them with all that they need, Lord, the wisdom and the words, so that they can do the task that you have laid before them. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for all of the wonderful servants, Lord, that you have supplied to do this great ministry, Lord, and to work with these children and to protect them, to teach them, to help them with crafts, to help them with all the different things that they needed, Lord, this week. Thank you, Lord. And I pray that you would continue to be a blessing to each and every one of those people as well. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to serve you by loving your people. And Lord, I pray that you would continue to be with all the with our members, Lord, and the families of our members, Lord. We pray for those who are having medical issues, Lord. We pray for Kitrin, Sandra Canada's daughter, Lord, as she starts to deal with cancer. We pray for Chris Lockwood, Lord, as he's heading into knee surgery this coming week. We pray for Betty Stamberger as she is dealing with heart issues, and we pray that Kurt, that you'd be with Kurt Burton as he is also having significant heart surgery today. Lord, I pray that you would, we thank you, Lord, so much for the 63 years that you have given Milton and Ann Weber together. Lord, I pray that you would continue to bless their marriage and continue to uphold them as you always have. Lord, we pray for our community. We pray for, especially, Lord, this week, we pray for the police and especially the officer that was involved in the shooting. Lord, I pray that you would be with him and guard him and protect him and help him, Lord, as he deals with the stress of that entire situation. Lord, we pray for the family that was involved, and we just pray that you would give us opportunities to minister to them as they go through this really difficult time. Lord, we also pray for all the leadership that you have given us throughout our country. Lord, you have created a wonderful place for us to live, and we pray that you would be with all those who work in our federal government, Lord, to serve us and to make our lives better. All these things we bring to you in your name, and we pray the prayer that you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And receive our Lord's blessing. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.
Please be seated. Again, thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday as we celebrate all that God did through Vacation Bible School. I want to let you know, in case you're not aware, or remind you, we have some wonderful sweet treats. Just outside those doors, we have the Kona ice truck, and I believe we have an ice cream truck. And so it is free for you. So please go take advantage, enjoy the wonderful gift to you to further on the celebration of UVS. But otherwise, thank you again so much for joining us. I pray you have a blessed week.